From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S.-Russia mediated ceasefire went into effect Monday in Syria, hours after government warplanes launched airstrikes around Aleppo and other Syrian provinces, raising doubts and anger among rebel leaders who are already highly suspicious of the deal. The opposition leaders have said the ceasefire will only serve to boost President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Like most of the previous ceasefire efforts, this one starts with a 48-hour timeline. It is renewable, and if it holds, then the U.S. and Russia are due to launch a joint effort to target Nusra fighters as well as those from the Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Going after Nusra is not a concession to anybody. It is profoundly in the interests of the United States to target al-Qaeda, to target al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria, which is Nusra, an organization that is opposed to a peaceful transition, an organization that is an enemy of the legitimate opposition, an organization that is currently plotting attacks beyond Syria's borders.
Earlier ceasefire deals have brought reduction in violence, but in case they eventually eroded each time, as the government and rebels traded accusations of violations. Afghan security forces Monday killed two armed suicide bombers to end a two-hour siege of a main hospital in the southern city of Kandahar. Authorities say the suspects in suicide vests entered the hospital and opened fire on security guards. Spokesman told VOA no patients or hospital staff were hurt. So far, no one has claimed responsibility, though suspicion fell on the Taliban because Kandahar is known as the birthplace of the Islamist insurgency. This is VOA News. The health of the U.S. presidential candidates is more prominent today in the campaign as Hillary Clinton recovers from pneumonia. She's off the campaign trail, possibly for a few days. Clinton's campaign revealed her diagnosis late Sunday after earlier in the day she unexpectedly left a 9/11 observance after complaining of not feeling well. On video, she appeared to stumble and was helped by security as she got into an SUV and was driven to her daughter's apartment in New York. She emerged a short time later telling reporters she's okay. Clinton's doctor later said she had become overheated and dehydrated but was recovering nicely. Her rival, Republican Donald Trump, who previously questioned Clinton's stamina to be president, told Fox News that he hopes Clinton gets well soon. Trump said he plans to release details of his recent physical exam. Clinton and Trump square off in their first debate in 2 weeks. Just 2 days after North Korea's nuclear test, South Korea, defense ministry, warning that Pyongyang could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The warning comes as U.S. and South Korean defense officials met Monday, condemning North Korea's nuclear test. Abraham Denmark is the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defense for East Asia.
I'd echo comments that have been made by several senior leaders across the U.S. government that the United States remains committed to the defense of the ROK against the North Korean threat with all aspects of conventional missile defense.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers North Korea's nuclear weapons to be a tool of survival for his regime. Police in southeastern Turkey said a car bombing Monday wounded at least 27 people. The blast happened in the city of Van, between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office. It was not immediately clear who was responsible. The explosion came a day after the government dismissed 28 mayors in the mainly Kurdish southeast because of alleged ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. A human rights group says it found evidence of huge war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders, including the two heads of the sides of the country's civil war. Findings from a report released Monday in Washington accused South Sudan President Salva Kiir and former First Vice President Riek Machar and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers since 2005, when a peace agreement that paved the way for South Sudan's independence from Sudan was signed. And Gulf Arab states are expressing concern over a bill passed by the U.S. Congress that would allow families of the victims of the September 11th attacks to sue the Saudi government for allegedly supporting terrorism. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.